Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The FBI has joined the investigation into the attacks on two power substations in central North Carolina. The gun attacks on the substations cut power to tens of thousands. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields says these attacks were intentional.
The individual that done this, it was targeted. It wasn't random. The person that done this or the persons knew exactly what they were doing.
No suspects are in custody. The website poweroutage.us says 37,000 customers in North Carolina still don't have electricity. The Senate runoff election in Georgia comes to an end tomorrow. Incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker made some of their final campaign stops over the weekend. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass has more.
Warnock and Walker campaigned down the road from each other Sunday afternoon. Warnock on the campus of the University of Georgia in Athens, and Walker 45 minutes away in Republican-leaning Loganville.
I am not that football player. I'm that warrior that came to say, I am sick and tired, and I got common sense. I got common sense how to spend money, and I know I won't be spending money that I don't have.
The final weekend schedule also underscored the two candidates' distinct backgrounds. Warnock, the pastor at Dr. King's Atlanta Church, carved out a few hours to preach on Sunday morning. Walker held a tailgate outside the stadium where his Georgia Bulldogs cruised to the SEC championship title. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears a case today. It involves a Colorado web designer who does not want to create wedding sites for same-sex couples. The designer says she does not want to express a message with which she does not agree. On the other side is the state of Colorado and 29 other states. They have laws that require businesses to offer equal access to the public for all services. There is a lot of activity around the buying and selling of Russian oil. A group of the world's wealthiest countries is imposing a price cap on Russian oil exports today. The European Union is banning some imports of Russian crude oil. NPR's Jackie Northam reports these actions come a day after the world oil cartel, OPEC Plus, agreed to maintain current oil production targets.
The price caps set by the G7 nations and the European ban on Russian oil are designed to limit the Kremlin's energy revenues to fund the war in Ukraine, while at the same time ensuring global supply won't be affected. But Moscow has said it won't sell oil to any country taking part in the price cap, even if that means cutting production. The moves have created uncertainty on the global oil market. On Sunday, OPEC Plus, of which Russia is a member, responded by keeping production levels as they are until it's clear what effect the sanctions might have on Russian oil operations. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, Dow futures are down more than 100 points. This is NPR. Jury deliberations start today in the New York tax fraud trial of the Trump Organization. It's the family business of former President Donald Trump. He is not on trial, but New York State prosecutors allege Trump was aware of the scheme. He has denounced the trial as politically motivated. One of the original cast members of Sesame Street, Bob McGrath, has died. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports the 90-year-old actor and singer died in New Jersey, surrounded by his family.
On TV's Sesame Street, Bob McGrath was one of the nice neighborhood adults who taught kids and Muppets how to count and spell. He sang with them, too.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood?
McGrath, who was born in Illinois, debuted singing with the wholesome Mitch Miller Ensemble in 1969, and for a moment, he was a teen idol in Japan. But he made his mark on Sesame Street, starting with its pilot show in 1969. Generations of children grew up watching him on the show until HBO took over and fired him and two other longtime cast members. McGrath said he was proud of the positive impact Sesame Street had on children all over the world. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Construction starts today in both Australia and South Africa on a mega radio telescope. There will be two instruments on two continents. It'll be headquartered in the United Kingdom. The Square Kilometer Array radio telescope will listen for faint signals coming from sources billions of light years from Earth. It is supposed to be completed in 2028. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.